Fifi, Fev and Byron. Get that fun feeling in the morning.
Now, something happened in the office yesterday, Fev. I don't know whether you're aware of this, but mentioning Leon, gee, he's really firing up, isn't he? Because he's had a crack at Darcy, our other wonderful producer.
What's happened?
I know.
He's an angry young man.
Why did you yell at Darcy?
He should take a leaf out of Chad Kroger's book. Just.
Yeah, Kroger's.
Not cut my hair.
Just. Chill out and sing some rock ballads,
I don't
man.
Think Darcy could do anything wrong, so I don't know what's
Darcy,
happened here.
Darcy, what's happened here? Why is Leon picking on you?
Well, I ate his nuts from the bin. Oh, God, that sounds worse than it.
Wow. You ate his nuts?
You ate his nuts.
Just say food. Retell the story again.
A little snack of cashews, and he was finished with them. So he chucked them in the bin, but then I didn't want the waste, and I was a bit snacky, so I got them out of the bin and ate them.
Now, were they, Darcy, in the packet? So they were still in the packet, the plastic packet?
Yeah, they're in the packet.
Fine.
And on the top of the bin,
Yeah, that's fine.
Can you ask Darcy what her and her friend used to do at the Berwick pub when they were a bit younger?
Well, what did you and your friend do at the Berwick pub when you were a bit younger?
This is painting me in a really bad light, this conversation.
Well, you're already eating food out of bins.
Oh, this is nearly okay. Worse.
We used to just walk around, and we didn't really have much money, so we would just walk around and just pick up people's drinks that were left on the tables and just drink them.
Okay, that's disgusting. That's not okay. But this interesting area of food out of the bin, 131060, what have you eaten out of the bin? I do believe if it's still packaged, because I have gotten things out of the bin. I've gone, oh, we're not going to eat those, throwing them out, and then an hour later gone, wouldn't mind a fantail, but that's wrapped. That is a wrapped in. That's fine. I think you can take something that's wrapped out
okay.
of the bin.
Okay.
But I don't.
What are you throwing fantails out for in the first place? That's a bit silly.
If I just go through the snack drawer and I go, throw those things out, and then you go, don't really have any snacks. Mm. I might go back to the bin to
rummage
get a snack.
Rummage through my bin.
Mind you, bread, anything open, compostable. No, that can't come out of the bin.
Okay.
So we are going to speak to some bin dwellers next, if you do eat out of a bin.
It's a popular segment.
It is. Well, it is. We've even got an intro. What do you eat from the bin? Oh, was it a tart? Maybe some chicken.
Ooh, that's disgusting. So what did you eat from the bin? 131060.
What's he done? Fev's done something. What have you eaten out of a bin?
Oh, no. I haven't eaten anything out of a bin, I don't think, but... On a Mad Monday, Boxy, up in Brisbane, we'd had a few. We'd been going for a couple of days, and we went to this pub. I think it was called the Pig and Whistle, Pig and something. And I, being drunk, do stupid things. So what I did was I ran up, sculled a jug, and then jumped in a bin trying to be aggro head first. Little did I know that was the spew bin.
See, that's just, I didn't need to hear that, actually.
Well,
that's
I didn't want to tell it, you asked me.
I know.
And then I got out and I had things all around.
No,
it was awful.
No.
Well, I know it's disgusting, but technically it's on topic. He's eaten something from a bin.
I've eaten people's out of the bin.
131060 is the number. We'll come back to your calls.
They can't come back from that.
Well, no other calls are specifically around that type of thing, but everything else we welcome. 131060.
1019. The Fox. From the bin. Oh, was it a tart?
Maybe some chicken. Ooh, that's disgusting. Eating out of the bin, of course, made famous by one of the great scenes from Seinfeld when George Costanza got busted eating from the bin.
What did he eat?
You see an eclair in the receptacle, and you think to yourself, what the hell? I'll just eat some trash.
No. It was not trash.
Was it in the trash?
Yes.
Then it was trash.
I watched that episode. He was trying to smooze his missus's mum.
That's right.
Because he'd done the wrong thing.
The birthday party.
Yeah.
And
then, watch that.
Good work. Good on you.
I feel like I'm part of the team.
You should be proud of yourself.
Discovered Seinfeld about 25 years later. That's good.
But this is happening, and we want to hear what you've eaten from a bin. Skeeter in Ballarat. Hi, Skeeter.
Good morning, lovely.
Hey, Skeeter. I like your name, Skeeter.
Oh, thank you.
What have you? Do you eat from the bin regularly? Was it a one-off?
I would like to think of myself as a passionate recycler. So I don't actually personally eat from the bin, but I am known several times a day to go through the work bins and source out food for my chickens. Friends' houses, my parents' house.
Chickens to eat.
There we go.
Oh, phew, Skeeter, it needed that bit. I sat up and I got I got concerned, and then, oh, that's fine.
That's a good message.
You're getting, I love what you're doing.
Yep.
That's wonderful for the, wonderful for the environment, just getting food scraps and feeding your chickens. No problem there, Skeeter. Continue.
Well done.
Jackie in Gladstone Park. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Jackie. Have you eaten from a bin on occasion or regularly?
Well, a couple of times, a couple of different stories, so not proud of it. when me and my girlfriends were at uni, my housemates, we were so poor that after a big night out, we spent all our money, when you go back to Macca's, we used to go around to all the leftover eat the leftover chips and nuggets.
So hang on, I just need to clarify, is it from people you know or they were strangers' food?
No, strangers.
Strangers' food. Wow.
Just walking around Macca's looking.
You didn't bite the burger though that someone had bitten in or anything, did you?
Oh no, that's a bit far.
Oh, that's standard.
Okay. So if it was just one of the little containers of nuggets and you just saw some extra nuggets there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Just floating, down the bottom of the bag.
Yep. They hadn't been bitten.
Yeah. Okay. So a nugget, fries.
And were they sitting on the table or you were actually getting them out of, you weren't taking them out of a bin receptacle, were you?
No, but they'd be like in the bag, scrunched up, left on the table. No.
It's right on the cusp, isn't it?
It is. It's so on the cusp.
Really,
I don't
really
know.
I like
the sound of you, Jackie, but I don't like the sound of that. I don't know about that.
What's the other
really
one?
Funny. Damien in Frankston. Hey, Damien.
Good morning. How are we this morning? First time caller.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Welcome, Damien. Now, what have you done with a bin? Have you eaten from it?
Last year, I was at the local shopping centre with my father, and he decided to throw his hot fries from Macca's in the bin. So what did I do? Jump in the bin and got them out and ate them.
Yeah,
that's okay.
And that's absolutely fine, Damien.
You got a five-second rule.
And you were swift.
Yeah.
And they were your dad's, and they went in, and you got them straight out. Damien.
Okay, but I wouldn't reference the five-second rule as a defence. That's just the floor, not within a garbage bin.
No, I'm with Fev.
Same.
If they've been in there for 20 minutes, you don't know what's been thrown on top.
I reckon 5 minutes. Oh, but if it's in there for a couple of seconds.
Very generous.
Mate, okay. Jump in.
Well, actually, could you have a squeeze and see what else is in that bin before you take them out.
No, good point.
And face down, probably not. If it sits up perfectly,
you
can get it out.
The Fox.
1019, The Fox.
Fev, there was chaos and mayhem on our show yesterday because after a career, and I'm going to say a friendship, my personal friendship with you, full of pranks and lies that I constantly fall for, and then you go, no, that's not true. You said to me yesterday that you were on a trip to Malaysia and you've got a scar there on your chest, and you said that was where you got stabbed.
Everything you said's
with
true.
Glass. And I laughed and went, well, that never happened, because I don't believe for a second that it's taken you 5 years of our friendship for you to tell me that you got glassed or stabbed. I reckon that would be one of your great stories you'd trot out.
Sometimes, Fiona, you just got to keep some in the back pocket, in the skyrocket, because times like we need now, you need to bring something out to go bang. I've got a couple more that I'm going to bring out eventually.
Okay, more lies. But anyway, we even went to the phones and we had some wonderful callers call and go, well, he's not telling the truth. And they picked apart your story, which I thought was great. We even then spoke to your dad, Ange, and I asked Ange whether or not this had ever happened.
Hang on. Before you play, Ange, fact that you're going to trust Ange over me says a lot about our friendship. Take it away,
he's
Ange.
He's your father.
Your father would know if you got stabbed.
He's not well.
Have you ever heard this story from Fev?
I do remember the trip to Malaysia, but I do not know nothing about a stabbing. I reckon it's bullshit.
And that's a man, Boxy, who rang me later on that day and he said, oh, I never knew you got stabbed in Milan. Twice he said Milan.
He's not well.
That's a man who you're trusting.
I just think your dad would know if you got stabbed, and I definitely think your wife would have known about this. Now, what did Alex have to say? Because we still don't really have a definitive answer.
No, we don't. And it's an interesting question, Fiona, about what Alex said, because when she did hear it on our Instagram story, she said, I can't even remember you going to Malaysia. And wait for it, I didn't even know you had a scar on your neck.
Hang on, it's right there.
It's right here.
I know. It's weird.
That were her words. I didn't even know you had a scar on your neck. I'm like, wow.
I love her so much.
Wow. Anyway, it's true, but.
So we can't get your wife, your father. We can get no one from this trip to step forward and say that stabbing happened.
Because that's what I do to this show, Boxy. I've never really told that story. Not many people know it. It was very personal. I almost died. I actually feared for my life. And I told you a part of me that I didn't want anyone else to know, and you take the piss out of me. That's fine.
Don't take this the wrong way. But until you have somebody that witnessed it or was there when this happened, I will not believe that story, Fev. So that's now on you. The burden of proof is now on you, my friend. It is a lie until you can prove it happened.
It's time to do a blitz, I think.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
The hottest show on television at the moment, SAS Australia on Channel 7. It is unmissable. It's fantastic. Yeah. We have in an hour's time, Firas. Firas Durrani is going to join us. He's the one that's causing the most dissent in the team. Yeah. They don't like him. They want him off. We're going to have a good chat with Firas. But one thing, you know, when I was watching it last night, Fev, and I just love it. And what has happened to me over the last probably 5 episodes is I started watching it not thinking about the DSs other than they were a bit scary and yeah. I would never want
them.
To do it.
They're so in, they're very switched on, their points of view.
They're great. Like
I relate a lot to what they're saying to people.
In terms of discipline?
Yeah,
because I wouldn't have thought discipline was your strength.
No, when it comes down to that, it is. Like, I'd be very good at being told what to do. I need that.
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, are you open to discipline? Is this something that...
Not I'm from you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm happy to discipline
from
you.
People that are at a higher level.
Right.
Well, this is the thing, Fev. Like and start. I was watching yesterday, and I realised that I do now, I have... a crush on each one of those SAS men.
Oh,
like each
really?
One of them.
I feel Alex is the same
yeah,
too.
But
I love these guys.
Oh no, I loved Ant immediately. Yeah. I went, right, okay, he's a handsome.
Is he the bearded
all,
man?
He's
the
bearded.
You know,
he's the leader.
You know why you like them?
Why?
It's because they're all being bad boys. They're all bad.
No, they're good boys.
No, they are
doing
are
everything
now,
to the letter.
But their past
but
is
were they?
Checkered.
I don't know about their checkered. I know Ant has a checkered past.
Well, they've all had
but
checkered past.
See, I really like Foxy. I think Foxy now has overtaken Ant. Mm. I like Foxy. I think he'd be fun too. I see this look in his eye and I go, I reckon that you're actually quite fun when you're not doing this weird, you know, military stuff.
And that's what I can see these guys. These guys can see in Firas. I think that they see themselves in him. Because he's a bit of a smart aleck, gets in trouble, a bit of a loudmouth. And I reckon these guys were that. That's why they've kept him
they
on.
They want to turn him.
Because these guys were like that. But now, because they learn from their mistakes and they become better and you grow. Got so much in common.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Did you want to ask me about why I like them?
Yeah, because you want to date them.
No, no, not that. No. I just think
you've already said that.
You just said that.
No, I didn't say I want to date.
You want all of them.
I find, probably in order... Foxy Ant. It was Ant Foxy.
So if you went to Macca's,
but now it's
you put
Foxy,
your order in.
Ant, Billy, and then Ollie. Unfortunately, like Ollie, there's something there.
He's old and a bit off looking.
No,
is
no,
that
no,
why?
No. Wow. I think no. Billy's the one with the grey spiky hair. No, he's in number 3. I quite like him. He could
what do you
match
like
Foxy.
About him? What do you like about
this
him?
Is the thing. I was thinking, do I like them because they're wearing black and they're SAS soldiers? And I think that's a lot of it. Because this is the test, and I'll take you on a little journey through my past. I dated someone in the military a few years ago, a few years ago, and he was American.
Yeah.
Well, he was actually not just in the military; he'd escalated Ooh-ha. Into the FBI.
Oh, God.
He was an agent, and I really liked dating him. And then we were talking about maybe getting more serious, and he was going to move to Australia, and. When I said, okay, well, we could get you into the ASIO. We'll try and reach out to Australian Defence.
What, you'll get him into ASIO?
No, I was thinking about him applying. I thought if you are a DEA agent over in the United States, you could then become somebody big in the, SAS Forces of Australia.
Yeah.
And then he said to me, oh, do you know what? I was thinking I might open a sandwich van. And I love sandwich vans. But I didn't know whether I saw him in a sandwich van.
I see what you're saying. The position was.
If I fell in love with a man who ran a sandwich van, you'd go, I love that and I love who he is.
Right.
But I started to think, maybe I love your job more than
100%.
You did.
Or he did a background check on you.
What? I think he would have. And if I came up clean, that wouldn't have been the problem. You? Well, what have I done?
I've got no idea.
Nothing.
I'd love to know.
Okay, it's
skeletons.
I was the school captain. Oh, like, yeah. What do you do? Yeah. What? It's not a checkered pass.
It'd be like if someone went to a footballer, like you're out having a drink, Boxy, and they go, "What do you do?" Oh, I play footy. They go, "Whoa, that's awesome." Let's hang out a bit, and then you realise they play for the Roval Seconds and not Carlton.
Well, nothing against him, and he was a great guy, but when we separated and I came back to Australia, there wasn't much going on. And I just remember thinking, sometimes I think you can fall for a job. Not the person. And we are going to open the phone lines because this may have happened to somebody listening. Did you love their job more than you loved them? And maybe you do fall for people in a certain profession.
Fascinating.
So, would you say your demographic would be someone that's high achieving?
No, not at all. Oh, because
I like a girl in power, I think.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I like someone that, I think I do.
I think
I'm attracted to that.
I think I can't help but think that women can fall for military men because there is something about that that is very attractive. Dominating. Now, whether you pluck them out, so you take Foxy or Ant and you pop them in the pub and suddenly they don't have their black stuff on and that guy, and Ant comes up to you at the bar and says, you know, you want a drink, you might go, no.
No thanks.
No thanks. Are you dyeing your beard?
Do you want a drink? Black.
Get down and give me five. All right. So give us a call right now. And look, you know, be honest. If you date someone because of their job, maybe you married someone because of their job.
Yeah, or maybe a bit into it and they wanted to change jobs. You were like, no, the job stays. You can go, but the job stays.
131060, give us a call. It's The Fox.
1019 The Fox.
We were just talking about SAS Australia and the stars. I mean, you've got all the celebrities who are partaking in the show, but the stars are seemingly the SAS soldiers. Ant, Foxy, Billy and Ollie.
Got a million followers, the main guy.
Yeah, Ant. Well, I'm honestly not surprised by that. They're really impressive. Mm. And I've spoken to many girlfriends and even the girls on our show, Darcy.
One that eats from a bin.
Yep, Darcy, who ate some nuts from a bin yesterday. You're a fan of the SAS soldiers, aren't you, Darcy?
I love them all, but my favourite would be Billy, I think.
Billy, okay.
Yeah, really, Billy. No, I do really like Billy too.
The eldest one?
Yes, the elder of the group. Foxy's got me though at the moment. And the question though is, can you sometimes be attracted to someone's job and not necessarily the person? And if you took maybe a good test is if you took the job away from the person, like if Darcy, you bumped into Billy and he was, what could he be doing, Fev?
Cleaner.
Say he was cleaning in the office here. Would you?
Should say save the food for me.
I reckon Darcy would look at him. I'd look at him. He's a handsome man.
I don't think I would.
Okay, that's honest. That's really honest.
Foxy.
That's very honest.
This is a great opportunity for our show. In the fact that we need to put you on that show next year.
Because
you will listen
to
everything they say.
Yeah, but I just let them down.
No, but you won't want to because you've got crushes on them. You'd be like, I'll do this for you.
I physically couldn't run. So what would I do?
Push through. No, but you'd woo them.
They'd kick me off and that would be humiliating. Like they were trying to kick Jackson off last night. Give me your number and get out of here. You're letting everyone down.
046.
Adam in Strathmore, thanks for calling, Adam, because we're talking about whether or not people are attracted to someone for their job. And you've got some experience in this area.
Yeah. So I was in the military Air Force for about 4 years.
Four,
Adam. I had a fiance for that period of time. Yeah. Then all of a sudden I decided, you know, I just wanted to leave it and go pursue a career as a normal pilot. We had a big fuss about it and it turned to the end.
She left you, she left the military.
We had a big fuss about it, I cracked it and then she cracked it and then we took a bit of a break and I still pursued what I wanted to do and she said that she wasn't really attracted to that anymore. So that's fine. I'm just not going to stop doing what I want to do.
No, Adam, well done. I mean, she wasn't with you for the right reason. And you're a pilot. Pursuing being a pilot is
still pretty
good.
Sexy, isn't it? I mean,
It's still the same field, but it's just a bit of a different.
It's a step down.
Vibe.
It's not. Yeah.
It's
a pilot.
It's a bit of a step down. I'll give that to Sam.
It's a step down.
No, it's not, Adam. It is not a step down.
It's like
down.
You work at Macca's and you make the burgers and then you go, I'm just going to be the wash-up boy. I'm still working in the same establishment, but I'm cleaning it all.
At least Fev's being sensitive around Adam's issues, but good on him. I'm sure he'll find the right person who loves him for him.
Yeah, and for being a pilot, because pilots are hot.
You like a pilot.
I have been known to like a pilot. Vicky in Devon Meadows. Hi, Vicky.
How are you going?
Good, hey, Vicky. Vicky, have you fallen in love with a profession?
Yes, I have. Fev, you might recall the Outward Bound days from school.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you do.
I fell in love with a teacher on Outward Bound.
Oh, I hope it wasn't me.
Is it you,
Fev,
Vicky?
Because hang that's on. Kind of my story. Yeah,
oh, Fev, geez. What's going on?
I taught at your – you came to my school, Fev. Anyway, I was on Outward Bound. I was a bit younger than I am now, mm-hmm. and I fell in love with the Outward Bound instructor.
Was that at St. Francis?
Oh.
Fev, we can't name schools, but so yes, you're right.
But can I just make this very clear for anyone who got lost? You were a teacher and you fell in love with an Outward Bound instructor. Yeah.
Right. That's correct, Fifi. It wasn't Fev's turn on Outward Bound. He wouldn't have lasted. He would have probably been kicked off for doing the wrong thing day one.
Hey,
but
Vicky,
anyway.
I didn't even go on it. Outward Bound was at St. Francis. They already kicked me out by year seven.
Yeah,
Outward Bound was in year nine.
I don't think you made it to year seven, did you? You never wore a tie. I think I told you every day to put your tie on.
I've got Saturday detention for that.
Becoming almost a Fev roasting. So back to the topic.
I didn't know how to do it up, Vicky.
Well, yes. Hang on. But she's fallen in love with an instructor at the camp. In terms of keeping this on topic, so then what? I mean,
let's get back on topic. Sorry,
please.
Fev, that's another call. Yeah. So he was rugged. He knew his stuff. You know, we got lost one night and he was able to take us to safety and I don't know. He was from England. He was 22, maybe. I think I was 25 or 26 at the time.
Did you deliberately get lost, Vic, with the kids?
Well, we did. And you know what? We went through two tins of Milo because that's all we actually had in our backpacks because we hadn't had our food drop. But anyway.
And then what happened?
So 10 days we were together and nothing happened, of course, because the kids were there. You're right.
Of course.
And about 2 months later, he gave me a call and he said, look, I'm in the city tonight. Do you want to come in and meet me? And I thought, oh, wow, you know, all my dreams are coming true. My big, rugged army man has asked me. And I got into the city and I kind of couldn't find him. And then I sighted this guy, dweeby, skinny thing in khaki corduroy pants with a tight black T-shirt on, with a keychain hanging from his jeans and without his hat, he had a pimply face and went, oh, that can't be the same guy that just saved me on Outward Bound.
Oh, right.
And I did a U-turn.
Oh, Vicky!
Not as hot away from the campsite. Oh.
Get that fun feeling in the morning.